traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm ruining the vibes, and the girl's like, I want to stay with you, like a sweetheart. We get in the van, we're on our way home, and out of nowhere, dude, I threw up in the van.
All over.
I threw up in the van next to a 10.
I say we just run it, and then, like, we've obviously lost George.
Oh, okay.
Like, George is not. Are we rolling?
He's the highest person I've ever
no,
seen.
No, he's so high.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you for viewing, watching, subscribing, listening, downloading, digesting, absorbing. We love you. Hit that subscribe button. If you're not subscribed, we appreciate you. We're the number one podcast in the world. That's a fact. Brendan Schaub is joining us today. How are you, Brendan?
I'm good, man. How you fellas doing?
Good. Are you dipping right now?
Yeah, dude. Well, not tobacco, though.
What
nicotine.
Is it?
Nicotine?
Was that a sponsor?
Yeah. But it started off naturally, though. I've been with them, I've been using it for 3 years.
Are we getting paid for?
I mean, you can have some if you want some.
Because what you just said was Prime nicotine, is what it sounded like.
Because you guys use Prime?
We superimpose.
We drink Prime.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never, and it's nice, huh?
You've never tried it?
No.
You need to try it Prime immediately.
Yeah, please do.
The blue next to you is unopened. It's raspberry. It's our best seller. We're up 30% this week in Target.
Okay.
We've been doing very well. I'm very happy with the customer feedback to our drink.
It's delicious, huh?
Yeah, it's good, dude. I should say why you're on. Well, A, like, you're on the show because you have a special coming out.
Correct.
That I want to talk
Thursday.
About. This Thursday?
Next week. Next week, Thursday.
Okay, so this will be coming out two days. Oh, awesome. Where is it coming out?
YouTube. Decided to do YouTube.
You're a YouTube. Are you a vlogger?
No, not at all. No.
You do YouTube?
You know, try.
You're doing great.
Yeah. No, you want the most eyeballs possible. Like, a special is basically a commercial to sell tickets on the road. So the number one way to make sure you're not behind a paywall or subscription is YouTube. Everybody can go there. My fan base is there. Everybody can see it.
Yep.
So for the maximum views, which is all I care about, I passed on the networks and decided to do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
You like Logan's shirt?
Yeah, I dig it.
He just started this like new style thing because we were just at Coachella. That's what a lot of this episode is going to be about, I think. And before we went out there, we were getting in the Sprinter and I opened up this box that he was bringing and it said, nighttime look. And it was like, wear these pants with this shirt. He's like very big now and like a stylista of sorts. And he has this silk shirt. And on the episode before it, you know what he had on? Different silk shirt.
I'm not mad at it.
Just
though.
He's like
it's kind of a Prada.
It's a vibe,
Prada.
Right,
Prada, Casablanca. All that
it's
shit.
It's just Casablanca.
I'm hating, by the way.
You're hating,
100%.
You hate
because
it.
I want it, dude. I want that shirt, bro. If I wore that shirt,
it's time to level up. It's fully.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Time to level up. There's comes
Big boy
a point.
Pants.
Come on, dude. Like, you're wearing denim. I'm going to be honest. You're wearing denim. You've leveled up.
Yeah. Okay.
When's the last time you wore
Wait,
denim?
What's that mean? Jeans? He's got denim on. I got jeans on. What do you mean?
You know where you fucked up? As what? You have socks and sandals.
I just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a single thing where I wake up in the morning where I'm like, damn, today's a good day to X, Y. I don't give a fuck. Someone just
tells
nothing. Nothing. People tell me where I have to go. I show up. I talk into a mic for a few minutes and then I fucking do some other shit.
Yeah,
I don't
forget
care.
Clothes. Well, I mean, good. That's a vibe.
I get these clothes from Represent. I will do a quick thing. Shout out to George out in the in UK. They've
also
been
shout out to our George. George Janko's here. This isn't an episode without our George. Partially why Brendan's here because George looks at me before this episode and he goes, I can't do this.
this?
Because he he just smoked with Jeffree Star on our last episode.
Say something, just even if it's quick.
Get in here. He thinks he's too high.
Just sit there. No one will even.
Brendan can fill in, but how you feeling?
Jeffree Star has some fantastic weed, man.
Strong.
And by the way, I quit for a long time, so I think. Just
what are you feeling? What are you feeling right now? Like, how would you describe your current outlook on life?
Extremely paranoid. I feel like everything I'm about to say is absolutely
bro,
wrong.
Bro, it. Look around you. These are all your friends. All the, it's only 10 cameras.
You. Hi,
what's up, brother?
Can I say something cool?
Yeah,
I've been waiting for this moment. I love the World of Women NFT project. I picked up a decent amount of them some time back. And as a reward, the next collection that they did, because they expanded their collection. I don't know how into NFTs you are, Brendan, but this one is my baby, World of Women. I love it. I love the project. I love what it means for culture, the Web3 space. It's female-led, female-empowering NFT blockchain project with amazing art. And I got involved early on, and they came out with a follow-up collection called WoW Galaxy. And if you held one of the original World of Women, you get a WoW, you can mint a WoW Galaxy for free.
That's dope.
Since I held 35 of them, which is a lot, I got 35 WoW Galaxy. And one of them is a one-of-one champion. It was hand-drawn by the creator of World of Women herself. I got so lucky that I minted a WoW Galaxy champion, and they've been slowly revealing them as time goes on, and it's a big deal. WoW Galaxy was the highest in sales in 24 hours in OpenSea. Like, it's this collection absolutely murdered it. People love it. It's only strengthening the community and allowing more people to get involved. And they just sent me my WoW champion, what it looks like. I'm going to reveal it right now.
Live on, have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. And I've been stoked because I've been waiting. Dude, I got an offer. As soon as I minted this thing, I got an offer for, what was it? I think it was like $200,000 for doing nothing except owning the original collection, right? I'm going to look at this right now. It's been minted on the site, and oh, she's beautiful.
Is that Jeffree Star?
She's beautiful. Oh, she's hot.
Why don't you show the people instead of just yourself?
Oh, she's really cool. I love her. I love her so much.
He's kind of onto something there.
Jeffree Star?
Yeah.
It's pretty much one-to-one, dude.
Is that Jeffree Star?
100%.
There's a Jeffree vibe there. For
100%.
Sure.
Georgie, you're high? What do you see when you look at this?
I see an NFT.
You cooked, brother.
You're cooked.
I'm clean. $450.
No, this is cool.
I'm so sorry.
And I hate to keep saying it, but like I was right about World of Women. I told you.
I mean, I got one. What do you want me to say? I have a Galaxy and I have everything. So it's a $750,000 ape. What do you fucking want from
the
me?
Collection?
What do you want? I don't have silk shirts. By the way, love World of Women. Guy Osiri involved. Great fucking project. Female led, as Logan said. And so yes, I'm with you. And once again, I'm hating on you because you got a champion. So that's why
I actually love this. This is good. I might have the best champion. I'm not gonna lie. Ooh, that's cool. Anyway. NFTs.
That has to be the end of NFTs for the episode.
I just want to say one quick thing about originals.
Oh yeah, well that's important. That's big time.
Well, it's so big time that we missed our launch date twice.
How's that feel for you?
It's extremely disappointing. I had a 420 themed original that was iconic, and we missed it. And it's tough for me because I'm being told certain information and then things aren't launching. So hopefully it'll be launching this week, right? And I want to just say that the dev team is working tirelessly and very hard, not sleeping nights to get this project right. And they have my back.
I just got the like vision of what the dev team's actually doing when
just
you said that.
Getting
they're
fucked
getting
up.
High they're as high fuck. Like dipping, drinking coffee, just like kicking it.
No,
looking at World of Women, jerking off.
I talked to the lead dev today, and he's excited. Their heart and soul is in the project just as much as I am. Brendan, you don't know this. It's an NFT art project I'm releasing.
And is it still going to be 420 themed, even though it's past the date?
The photo's literally called 420. So
okay. Well, we got to ride with it.
We have to.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna do about that?
Just keep going. It's one of those things where like I'm obviously disappointed, but everything happens for a reason. I'm finding so
there's a workout.
There's nothing more representative of a 420 theme than it being late. You know what I'm saying? Like that just makes sense.
That's good marketing.
Like, oh, sorry, man. The 420 one came out on 514 instead.
The
man,
dev team was high.
The dev team got all stoned and shit and forgot.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
It's perfect.
But it's coming. I want to get this project right. Originals.com. Just pay attention this week. The first one should drop, and it's very, very good. I'm very proud of this project. I'm excited for it to be released, and I want to talk about some of the stories. That's why I want the project to be out. Anyways,
and that's it for NFTs.
That's
for
it. I'm sorry,
Brennan. No NFTs, right?
I'm not the biggest NFT guy. Okay. You guys might as well.
You are the biggest guy in this room currently.
I don't know. You're taller for sure.
But you're thick.
Yeah, I'm thicker. I mean, my nickname's Thick Boy. Yeah.
Thick Boy.
Yeah.
So many C's. You go to Coachella?
Three C's. I didn't go to Coachella. A 6-year-old and 2-year-old. You got to draw the line somewhere. You know?
Is that where you think the
bar you can't be a dad at Coachella.
Dad-chella?
Yeah, you know.
What about the hippies down at Woodstock 69?
That'd been dope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they brought their kids. Why couldn't you just show up with a flower?
They were like Manson and shit.
How old are you?
38.
So what if there was like a 37-year-old at Coachella, like Mike?
I don't have kids.
It's different. We have different. We're in different lanes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had kids.
What lane is he in? What lane am I in?
Well, you know.
I don't know.
You're in socks and sandals.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
By the way, they've tried to tell me this. At the gate at Coachella, they're like, ID check, man. You gotta be 21 to come in here. And they look and they're like, hey man, you sure about this? Yeah. You got a 2 and a 6-year-old at home, you're wearing socks and sandals.
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
That's a lie. Nobody's IDing him, bro.
But like, you know,
The biggest thing with the style is I don't think you have any problems in the lady department, right? Are you single?
Yeah, by choice for sure.
Okay, there you go. You're fine.
Yeah, that's why. I really just don't care. I mean, I did so this is a good parlay. I actually did fell in love at Coachella, believe it or not.
Were there drugs involved?
No, maybe on their part. Not for me, of course. I'm gonna do drugs, sure. But no.
Yeah, Coachella's not really sober. Yeah.
You know how many times he said that on this podcast?
Probably a few.
Oh,
romantic.
I'm not.
How serious is it? Because what you're describing is called the Coachella love. I have one. Yeah, you have one. Yeah. Dylan, the producer, has one.
He has the best one.
Yeah, his is hilarious.
It's what did you text her? What did you say?
Divine responsibility.
Yeah, you were like mad hippies.
That should
shit,
be a
dude.
Hallmark card, bro. That's
he said happy. Last night wasn't normal.
Here's what happened. I'm gonna tell.
He texted her.
He's cooked.
He texted her. Just let you know. Last night wasn't normal.
in Dylan's,
this dude's a writer.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
In Dylan's defense, it wasn't. I'm going to tell your story real quick.
Yeah.
So Dylan ended up hooking up with a girl who like kind of had like a boyfriend. And then the next day she realized that she had a boyfriend and told him like point blank, like, hey, I have a boyfriend. And he was like, actually, it's not cool. We had a thing last night.
Yeah. What are you doing?
And he got upset at her for. Dylan,
wait,
she's pretty upset.
Wait, she tried the we can't do this, I have a boyfriend the day after
she's
having sex.
Up, maybe.
That sobered seems up. A little late.
No, they didn't hook up. But Dylan hooked up with thousands of girls, as he said. Your words.
I don't doubt
your
that.
Words, thousands.
But you're going strong?
I don't know. You know very well that I'm not. I don't like put energy into that lane very often. Like a lot of energy, like FaceTimes, phone calls, texts, that kind of thing. So when I do, it's generally like.
It sounds like just putting energy into work. Because you said no energy in fashion. No energy in girls.
Yeah. What I've learned is that if it don't make dollars, Brennan.
See, so yeah. So if you're not putting energy into work, then he'd be lazy. But it sounds like you're working.
That's all I do.
It's the worst.
You know, it's actually the worst.
Yeah.
You meet a new girl. Things are getting hot and heavy, and all of a sudden, blah.
Yeah. Right. Most guys, they try to last longer, and they find different ways, but. Thinking about your grandma usually doesn't work. That's why the folks at Roman, the online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast-acting, but don't require a prescription. Swipes are great. They will not transfer to your partner, so you can last longer without worrying. Roman ships swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for wherever you need. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That is it. Go to GetRoman.com/Logan and get $10 off your first order of swipes plus free two-day shipping. Make sure you click the link in the description to get $10 off swipes so you can start having longer-lasting sex. Back to the show.
I would take some of these with me for tonight.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I think we should talk about Coachella a little bit. Give a little context. You know,
I'll tell you about Coachella.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you about Coachella. I can normally handle my alcohol. I'm pretty good. And I can drink a lot. And so...
Motherfucker.
And so I was.
You stupid fuck.
I was drinking a lot. And at Coachella, you're always running around. It's hot in that sun.
Marathon.
You're not drinking water. Worse, you're not eating. So when you're not eating and you are drinking, not water, alcohol, it could lead to some bad things. I'm feeling real sick. It's like noon. It's not noon. It's midnight. It's Neon Carnival. Like the best party at Coachella. We pull up, all my friends exit the van, and you know, I'm with the girl I'm with who's drop dead gorgeous, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. I gotta stay. So everyone goes, and now I'm like, okay, I'm ruining the vibes. And the girl's like, I wanna stay with you, like, sweetheart. We get in the van, we're on our way home, and out of fucking nowhere, dude, I threw up in the van
all over.
All over. I threw up in the van next to a fucking 10.
Did you get any on
a 10? I probably on at least on her foot, dude. Like, I was that guy. I threw up just, I can't even say it, on the floor of the van. I have never been this embarrassed in my life.
This kid is unsafe. This kid is insufferable.
No fucking
savage,
no
dude.
Way he
There's
said that.
No way. This kid is a savage.
Savage
night.
Great, great. He's great a savage timing. Romantic.
Great bro, timing. Bro, is this true? And if it is true, my man, you threw up on somebody and still had sex. You won. You can't
well,
beat that.
Well, the question is, where do you go from here, right? And so I went
home to shower. What do you mean?
I'm sorry. And then a door opened up and I ran out and threw up like 10 more times. You know, I was just standing there on the side of the road. My security's like, this kid's a fucking idiot. And there's like 4 other people in the car, like randoms, dude.
They weren't random. They were like friends of ours.
There was 2 randoms in there.
They were like, the whole weekend I curated a squad. And by the way, like he'll tell you, I work my ass off to put these fucking things together. I work my ass off to make sure he's got all this security set up and neon. You're going into neon, man. And then to watch him fucking yak all over this
girl.
Didn't
appreciate it.
No, not only did he not appreciate it, he fucking regurgitated out of the fucking... By the way, I should let you know, the next night, the party we went to was even more difficult to get into.
What?
It was a very special, intimate affair, closing night of Coachella. And everybody's trying to get in. There's 10,000 fucking people outside. And I know this.
You made
and
it happen.
No, we're in the Sprinter on the way there. Maybe 15 of us. Everybody's amped up to go. We pull up. I walk up. I talk to the guys from Wynn. Shout out Wynn. I'm like, yo, I got fucking Logan out here. I'm here. We got a squad. We're ready to come in. They part the fucking gates. Like Moses, bro. Come on in. We're ready to accept you into our awesome fucking party. I turn to him. He goes, I'm just really not feeling this, man. I'm gonna go home. I go, bro, you rode here for an hour. You couldn't have told me that 15 fucking minutes, 20 minutes ago?
I don't have it in me anymore.
No?
No, and I don't even have kids, Brendan.
You're just getting older, man.
I swear to God, I notice it. I did a Coachella weekend once, a whole weekend. I slept 4 hours. Total.
That was me this one.
Gangster.
And this time I need my 8. I need my 8. And so like
Daddy needs 8. Daddy needs it.
Because otherwise, I'm going to throw up in a vehicle next to a beautiful girl.
I did something similar at Neon.
Still worked out though, you
as
know.
Well at Neon Carnival.
Are you going to tell this story?
It's really not. Neon Carnival is like the party of Coachella. It's like, and I know I sound like a fucking moron right now, like saying this, 37 years old, jeans with the fucking socks with the sandals. I look like I'm an idiot.
Wait, but did you wear that too?
No.
Okay.
But Neon is a very cool time. It's a great party. DJ Ruckus was spinning. It was like a whole thing.
It goes later, right?
Very late.
Yeah, it's like
till
a
like
rave.
5 a.m. Yeah, it's like a rave, right?
Need and there
was this, yeah. And there was this one. There was this one table that was like right next to the DJ booth, and I had gone into the table, and then I had scaled beyond the table to all these tiers until I was right next to Ruckus, and I was just vibing, bro. Yeah. And I was overlooking the sea of hippies and beautiful women and, you know, like Jared Leto and like all these celebutants. Yeah.
My spirit animal. Keep going.
He's great, by the way. Watch his show. I don't even know.
I love him.
And I'm standing next to Ruckus and he's spinning this fucking set and he's up on the thing with the turntable. He's playing it like a guitar, like Hendrix, bro. And everybody's going nuts. And I just gotten there and it immediately struck me after this climb up to this spot that I had to urinate so badly, bro. Like, you know when you get somewhere and you've, or you're like on a road trip and you have to pee so bad and you're not going to see a bathroom anytime soon.
I feel like a place like that's dark, pissed in the corner. Yeah.
So there's no corners. Wow. I'm literally exposed. Or so I thought. And there was this very beautiful girl who offered me a keg cup. And I took the cup and I was like, I can't do this.
She knew how bad you had to piss.
Yeah. I said, there's cameras fucking everywhere. MVP, I said, everyone is watching this exact section because the DJ is right next to us.
I can't get my dick out.
This is a charge.
Yeah.
This is a charge. This is a felony charge.
Felony, daddy. Yeah.
I'm already a felon.
Yeah.
This is three strikes. I'm going to Pelican Bay, motherfuckers.
Yeah, 37 sandals.
23-hour lockdown. Yeah, dude. Socks and sandals, they don't fuck with me there.
You're on somebody's pocket.
They're going to Jeffree Star my asshole, bro.
Easily. Yeah.
Done. Mm-hmm. But I had to go so bad, bro.
You got a set of lips on you, too, man. In prison, daddy? In prison?
Bro, she said, just do it.
Oh, this is wifey, man.
Mm, well, it's one of his girls, so unfortunately, I can't. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so it's like, you know, I can't. I gotta.
It's not my girl. I don't claim any.
Well, not wifey. Maybe she's just a.
Well, I tiptoe. We've had some problems.
She's a good kid.
She's a good kid.
She's a great
kid. That's the way to put that.
Yeah, she's
good
a good
kid.
She's
We've
good
just
kid.
Had some problems in the past with like this whole thing, but now that he's got this girl and everything, like whatever, right? He doesn't. Anyways, she was like, come on, just do it. Like, just go to the bathroom. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Ooh, aggressive.
You know? And I, you know, with the eyes of the entire world on me, I just whipped my cock out, bro. And I pissed in a cup. And it was the most liberating feeling, extracting those liquids out
in
of
front
my
of everybody.
Semi-flaccid penis. Well, fully flaccid, actually. I hadn't just woke up.
Sure.
And they were all just watching on. Bam, 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 and I was just
pissing. Feel
bro.
Like a Hell's Angel.
Yeah. And she was holding the cup still. Yeah,
you left that part
I
out,
know,
dude.
And she was holding the cup and out, and that was kind of cool. I know that. Sorry,
good kid, good kid. Let's go back
she's
to that.
A good kid.
Great kid. And so she's holding the cup, so I felt kind of
you know
like
you're splashing on her hand.
Yeah, and so it felt kind of like sexual in nature too,
100%.
Because I'm pissing in this cup that she's holding, and then so I finish right, and I'm automatically relieved and liberated, and I feel great about
but
it.
You're there for a while.
I peed
hard.
For a while, dude. Yeah. Like I filled the cup.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And like, by the way, like a little steam, like almost like you'd hear it, right? Just steaming. It was like kind of sparkling piss. You know what I'm saying? Not flat.
Yeah. Some people, they're jacking off.
100%. Yeah. She took the cup and she ever so carefully like moved it. Like, you know how you would move like a radiating, like nuclear, like with the tongs.
Like it was a fucking nuclear
And there
bomb.
Was a chance that at any second it could light up. Like a major thoroughfare and everyone would die, right?
Yeah.
She's like, and it's like you just hear like when she's moving it, and she puts it down and just slides it under the DJ booth. And I was like, that was so great. And you're incredible. Thank you so much. And the second she walked away, the bottle girl came and kicked it over and it just flooded the stage.
Fucking bottle
girl. Piss all over the fucking stage, bro.
And did it leak on the people down below?
Nah, it was contained. It was contained. But it was, I mean,
this story is sickening. You're a sicko. Yeah,
it was hot for a second though, right? Like everyone's in on it.
I mean,
like,
yeah, I think there's a way to romanticize. I thought you were like,
she took that piss, dude,
and just
yeah, oh, yeah, that would have been cool.
Mm. Yeah, it's Coachella.
How you doing, George?
That story was very long while I was high. I was like, oh my God.
So long, Mike. Why'd you make it so long?
Hold on. I didn't mean to start a war. I was just saying that for me, it was because of the piss.
I was into it. We locked eyes.
That's why. We were
vibing. I was into it.
Well, because I felt very like Theo Vaughn-y in it. And like you and I, me and you have a very similar style with the details and you get people all amped up 100%.
Yes, dude.
So now that we're going to go back to the bullshit, what do you guys want to talk about?
No.
We're also in our mid 30s.
That's what I'm saying. I got puns. I got fucking details. I got socks with sandals.
Experience.
You know what's funny? A lot of old men talk about problems about peeing.
let me tell you something about...
You're old.
Let me tell you something about storytelling. The more details you could load into it, the more intriguing of a story it will
be. What the fuck are you talking
about? Cut the fat, man.
I was in on that story.
Yeah, Brendan, no, you weren't.
That's just because it was about piss.
No, it was cool, man. I was
Listen, man. I wrote a book. I know how to keep people's attention over a long time. Over long spans.
Yeah, when you have a year to refine your story.
I didn't have a year to refine that story.
Look what happened.
You know what? Now you're hating because me and Shab had a fucking rapport. That upset you because me and you can't get there. You can't do me like you used to.
I just don't.
You can't look in my eyes while I'm storytelling.
That story pissed me off and you're in trouble.
Okay, sorry guys. World of Women has released an all new spin-off. And here's every vivid detail.
No, I'm just playing.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, maybe you're right. It's
a little long, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just cut the whole thing. Fuck it.
I think we cut the whole thing.
Yeah. As I said earlier, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about any of this shit. Dude, I swear to you, sometimes I'll sit in a fucking Uber and all the stuff will fall out of my pockets. I got nothing to do with all the cards and stuff.
I hear you. You know what's the solution to that?
What?
The thing in your right hand. This episode is sponsored by Ridge Wallet.
Wow.
Look at this thing. It's great. Holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. No reason to have a traditional wallet anymore because Slim is in. Get yourself a Ridge Wallet by clicking the link in the description and use the code Impulsive for 10% off your order. The Ridge team is so confident that you'll like it. They'll let you test drive it for 45 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it. That is code Impulsive or 10% off your order. Thank you, Ridge Wallet.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Back to the show. How's the family?
They're good, man. They're good.
Got those kids?
Got the kiddos, 6 and 2-year-old.
That's insane, dude.
I know,
When you have a kid, is it like, holy shit, there's like a version of me that's going to be totally different than me, but also super similar?
Yeah, there's that. And then also, like, my oldest, who's 6, is in jiu-jitsu. So you go in there and you don't want to be like the overbearing parent. But also, when it comes to jiu-jitsu, right, black belt, compete at a high level. So when I go in there, it's nothing against his coaches, but, you know.
I got this.
I'll take it from here. And like the skip steps, like, oh, dude, come on, you're missing shit.
Why don't you take him to a better school?
I just think it's the way they do kids' programs. You know, like, they want them to have fun, so it's not so detailed.
Okay.
But after the class, I'm like, come here, dude. And then I'll teach them some shit.
You concerned that your kid will one day be able to kick your ass?
No, I'll always be able to beat his ass. So like, even though I'm, you know, trained and shit, my dad whooped my ass, I think.
I don't think that's just
dad power.
I don't think so.
Yeah?
And I'll tell you why. So my dad, super physical guy.
Met your dad. Intense dude.
Brute.
Met
intense.
Met him in your green room or in your locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom had me talk to him to
calm him down
because he was nervous. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. This is.
I gave him a rally speech.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, because your mom brought him over, and she goes, he knows his stuff. He's been there. I said, listen, your son's already won. I said, he's fighting a guy who's way smaller than him. Yeah. I said, worst case scenario, he's not gonna knock him out. He doesn't have the power, and he's older. Worst case scenario, your son gets hit with a body shot and goes down. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
He's going to make all the money in the world. He's going to be fine. Yeah. That's worst case scenario.
That's actually good advice.
Yeah, I was like, that's the worst case. He's not going to get hurt. He'll just fall down and then they'll stop it. That's the very worst case.
Yeah.
And I said, but I have been around the game for quite some time. I'd be willing to bet your son does really well and you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, thanks for calming him down.
And then we made out. It was sick. Fire. Fire, man. Yeah,
well, he wasn't making out with dudes in high school when I was in high school. He was kicking ass. And when I started to get a little stronger and go through puberty, I noticed, you know, your tension with your dad sometimes. There's a little bit of a rivalry that goes on. Like, Papi, I'm getting a little strong. Yeah. I'm getting stronger.
A little bit of alpha thing going on in the household. A
little
right?
bit. Yeah. I'm getting taller. Heads up.
Yep.
And we did jujitsu classes together. And
oh, I didn't know you did jujitsu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For how long?
I can roll, bro.
For how long?
I can roll. A couple years.
All right.
Yeah.
Carry on.
So we're doing jujitsu. And for the first time in my life, I felt myself capable of overpowering my father physically.
That's a weird feeling.
It's odd. And I choked him out in the class for the first time.
He's dead.
And yeah. That's what killed my dad.
Yes, man, I don't have a father. Yeah.
And I remember when it was happening, I was like, oh my God, I got him. I'm in charge now. What's motherfucker.
Up, I'm the captain now.
And he tapped out. And I remember we had a moment. We sat on the map and he looks at me and he goes, you've gotten a lot stronger.
Oh, wow. That was the change of the guard.
That was the moment that I started beating my dad's ass.
I've never had that. I've never had that. I'm still scared of my fucking dad. He's 6'4". He's in better shape than me.
Really?
Yeah, way better. He's a beast. And in high school, it was like senior ditch day. And everyone was ditching. The parents were going to call in. He wouldn't call in for me. He's like, not happening. You're going to school. I'm like, Dad, come on, yeah, man. Yeah. Everyone's busy. He's like, not happening. And, you're kind of challenging that. And I go, fuck it. I'll just do it myself. And I'm walking away and I hear, he took a pen against the wall to the throat. I was like, what the fuck did you just say?
A pen to your throat?
Yeah. He was going to shank you?
Yeah, yeah. Prison style.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
With a pen?
Yeah, dude. Dad didn't fuck around. Intense dude.
Did he do time?
My dad.
No.
So your dad sounds a little psychopathic.
No, I just, if you like disrespect, like this, my dad, my brother, me, that's where they draw the line. And he felt disrespected.
A pen though?
A pen, no,
they
know.
Actually drew that line with that pen. They go, this is it. This is where you're here. The line.
Your dad seems like a tough dude, though.
But no pens. He's ain't like, well, you know what he was into? His big thing was buckets. Loved to throw buckets at us. When he was on the phone, we were like chirping in the background to shut us up.
Sure.
He's doing projectiles.
I get it.
Seems inefficient,
bucket,
though.
Stapler.
It's loud.
You know
it feels it's like
loud.
It's louder.
There's damage
the
to the background.
I was confused, too, as a kid.
Anything in them or just?
Empty buckets.
So it's not going to hurt them.
How would he source them? So say you're starting like some major shit. Like, how would he source these buckets?
He always had them.
And like.
Yeah, where would you
if
find
you're
an empty
if no, and if you're causing trouble, then say Jake caused trouble and you cause trouble again. Unlimited amounts.
Endless supply.
Does it end with you two? Has it ever been to your mom, to the dog?
Does
he have different size buckets? All 5 gallons.
Bucket man. But it seems. Not very efficient.
That's what I'm trying to say.
He wants it to be quieter,
no,
and then it gets louder.
Yes.
And then every song, like, are you throwing buckets at your kids?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Definitely, we know what the sound is, you know?
I think they made an anti-bucket law against this a long time ago. See,
have you guys ever seen a parent pick something up and then realize it's too much? You know what I mean? Like, they'll pick up like a vase.
Like a paperweight. Yeah.
My dad ass looked at me and thought about it. I saw him think about it. He goes... I get it, man.
Kids are fucking test.
Frustrating,
dude.
Probably.
Oh, bro. Test.
What are you into throwing shit?
No, not at all. No, nothing. No. I'm super passive with my kids. I'm the fun dad. When it comes to sports and school, I'm super strict. Outside that, I'm the fun dad.
Does wifey handle the discipline?
Super strict. She's Latin, runs it like fucking Stalin.
Same
strict,
with you too?
Strict.
Like she runs your shit? Like
No. Don't get twisted, no.
Got it.
You're allowed to go out with the boys.
Yeah, but again, I'm a homebody. I've always been a homebody. Like, I've had my fun. Don't get me wrong. I was like in the UFC and when I first got into stand up, but not really, dude. I chill, man. I just like the only people like if we're all friends, like we're friends. If we go out, I'm all set on friends, man.
Yeah.
Like I want to talk to you. So it's like I don't want to go to some loud ass club where I can't fucking talk to you.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Did you set up Dylan Danis with those toilet paper poles when Jake Paul? Drove and tossed the...
No, not at all. No. I told Dylan that there's a chance he's coming. I said, hey, just so you know, I talked to Jake and Logan last night, and he said he might come by. And he goes, bro, if he comes, I'm beat the shit out of him. I went, no doubt. But you have one leg.
You have one leg.
I said, you have one
was
leg.
Was he on crutches at the time?
He could barely walk.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm telling him, I'm gonna whoop his ass. I went, and he goes, dude, I'm going to choke him unconscious on their fucking YouTube channel, whatever. I go, do whatever you want, but I'm just telling you, there's a good chance he's going to come by. I have no idea what he's going to do, maybe throw shit. He goes, I hope he does. And I was like, the whole time I'm stressed out. The whole time during the interview, it's all I can, I'm like looking over my shoulder. I was like fucking stressed out.
Can you imagine if he had just rolled through with hella buckets? Just started fucking
Jake's throwing buckets.
Watching me learn.
Giving shout outs to your dad.
Just 5 gallon.
That'd be sick.
Home Depot orange.
Dylan's
buckets.
Like, is he throwing buckets?
You know, where'd he get those? You know where your mistake was in that whole thing?
Huh?
You told me that you were having Dylan Danis on the next day.
That's where I fought. And you went, dude. And then you and Jake called. You and Jake called me.
I said, I said, yo, Jake, Dylan's gonna be here tomorrow at this time. Consider rolling up.
Yeah, that's right. Because you were on like the day before.
Just make a moment.
That's right. Come on. Food Truck Diaries. That's right. That's right.
Threw toilet paper.
Dylan loved it though. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, he was very upset and he tried getting a hold of him, but.
Yeah. He tried to run after the car.
Yeah, again, he just came off leg surgery, man.
God bless him.
Thank God nobody got hurt. He's right. I'm on the hook there.
Yeah.
It's your boy's show.
Do a lot of people use you to get to your friends? Even Rogan. I mean, he's like
Rogan's number one. Like, I had a show last night at the Improv, and the security, I was in the green room. Your brother was there last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Jake came through. But last night, big ass show, and then the security guard comes and goes, hey, man, there's a guy outside. I don't know what you would do. He says he needs to give you something. I'm like, does he look crazy? He's like, looks pretty crazy. I'm like, tell him I went out the back. And then, you know, show ends. It's fucking like 1 a.m., dude. The dude's still out there.
Yeah.
We didn't think he was out there. Yeah. I walk out, and he gives me literally a fucking envelope, like this fucking thick.
Laced with ricin.
Dude, you would think. But he was like, you got to give this to Rogan, man. I got evicted on my house. I have a squatter. I'm like, the fuck? What?
Yeah.
I mean, what do we do, man?
Rogan's not going to help you.
Yeah.
Guy.
I go, he was in Texas, dude. You want me to do?
Yeah, that's true.
What do you want me to do? Yeah. Fax all this shit to him? You want me to do?
Send a courier?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you out of your fucking mind? That's why you lost your house. so it didn't work out.
To explain. Fuck him.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
Am I the only one that's like, how the squatter is still there, but he can't?
Do you know how hard it is to get someone out of your house?
Yeah, it's hard.
It's evidently very hard.
He got evicted. How did he get evicted, but the squatter's still there?
The squatter kicked him out.
I got evicted by the squatter.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts or Toaster Strudel, and why?
Oh, Toaster Strudel, because the icing, so you can double up on the icing.
Let's talk about it.
Me and my brother used to fight.
Good luck.
Because I love the icing, and I'd use all the icing on one, like real thick boy fucking move. All the icing, one fucking strudel.
That
me and my brother would fight.
That is fucked up.
Fist fight. Oh, I know, it's fucked up.
One to six is a fucked up ratio.
Fuck yeah, dude. So he'd go in there for that morning pleasure. And there was no icing. Ruined his fucking day. And he struggled with anger, really bad anger.
Because of that?
He had to go to it. Definitely didn't help.
Can you imagine telling that to your therapist? They're like, what was it? Where did this stem from?
Oh, we went to anger management. I was 9. He was 11. Went to anger because he used to severely beat me up. Like, my record against him was like 1 in 10,000. My parents never stopped it. So they took us to anger management. But when you got two brothers, I'm sure you feel it. You have brothers? Brothers?
Yeah.
No. You and your brother are super close.
Yeah.
So me and my brother are super close. We can fight each other, but outside of that, if you fuck with us, we're going to team up. So my dad's there with a therapist, and the therapist's trying to talk to us. And I'm 9, dude. I was a little fucking asshole at 9. Therapist goes, do you want to tell us why you guys are fighting like this? And I go, right. Do you have siblings? He goes, yeah, a brother and a sister. I go, do you guys ever fight? He goes, yeah, that's what brothers and sisters do. I go, right? Did your dad send you to fucking therapy? And he was like, all right, dude.
Did you say
my dad was like, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm like, you're wasting your goddamn
therapy.
Money, Dad.
No way.
Yeah.
Nah, but I think worse than the 6-to-1 ratio, because we go back and forth on this.
Pop-Tarts? Pop-Tarts so dry.
Fuck
what are you guys
Pop-Tarts.
Doing?
Fuck Pop-Tarts. And comparatively to toaster.
Oh, wait, do you toast your Pop-Tart?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to, though, which is cool. It's a cool option.
But you do, though.
Of course you do. Then you break them in half so it cools off.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right. I don't want
to. I mean, comparatively to toaster strudels, we're talking about fucking gold medal versus bronze at the Olympics.
You're a toaster strudel guy?
Obviously. Unless I got some fucking 6-to-1 ratio guy. I'm going to end up, because, you know, it's the same thing. Do you remember those super pretzels that you put in the microwave?
Sure.
And you put the coarse salt on them?
Yeah, dude. You put your own salt? Yeah,
but it always run out by the end of the package. Yeah.
No, I don't fuck with salt. You've been good there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fuck them. You ever meet anybody that puts butter on a Pop-Tart?
Fuck off. I've seen they're an ISIS, dude. Yeah. Butter on a Pop-Tart?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
I know.
I'm cooked.
Still cooked.
Like a Pop-Tart.
He would eat fucking
butter. I've never had a toaster strudel.
It's not like a rite of passage by any means.
How old are you?
I was 27. 29.
I was like, what did you just say?
You're so high, you forgot
your age. I don't
know why
I thought I was 27.
There's some point where you lie about your age.
Well, it could... Forget it. Have you ever tried Dunkaroos?
Have I?
Yeah.
Of course,
right. You guys are the same person.
I grew up in America,
so
dude. I love them.
Yeah.
I fucking love them.
They discontinued them.
No, they're back.
On shelves, Daddy? Or only Amazon?
No, on shelves?
Yeah.
You can get them at 7-Eleven.
Such a fucked up
Bought my
treat.
Son a pack the other day.
Really?
He's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, it's a Dunkaroo, little bastard.
Yeah. It doesn't get any worse in terms of nutritional value.
Yeah, I mean, they're kids. They'll burn it off.
Yeah.
I ordered some of them at my house.
Did you? Dunkaroos? Did they ever show up?
I actually have them for this podcast. Do we have them?
No fucking shot.
You brought Dunkaroos?
No shot. No shot. Where are they?
I wonder if it's still like the real cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Are you fucking serious?
Kayla, why would you say that?
Bro, that was...
Are you high right now?
No, you know very damn well we don't have them.
Wait,
bro. I was joking. You know, if we don't have them, how can you get them?
No, I think she's saying she's going to go to the store.
You can go to 7-Eleven. They do have 7-Eleven.
Yo, are you fucking serious?
I didn't have something to the house, though. That was like an old school.
Wait, sorry.
How terrified are you of losing your job? She goes, yes, well, I'll get them right now. I'll get them right now. Where's my keys?
She goes, I have a box for everybody. What?
No, but I did order something to the house that was like something that was like an old school.
It was Dunkaroos, but that's in Puerto Rico, Caitlin. It's fine. I think you're doing
it's
awesome.
It's kind of far.
I still awesome. Am in shock that she would just say, I'm going to go get it.
You know what? I appreciate it. Because you know what? She was like, I'm going to, you know what? They're just in the car.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she,
yeah.
Was gonna she was going to make it happen.
She was going to get in a car.
You know what?
Okay, we have them, right?
Like, I was just fucking with you.
You know what? Good kid.
She's a good kid.
Good kid.
She really is a good kid.
Good kid.
You know who's not a good kid?
Mike Tyson.
The guy who was fucking heckling Mike Tyson.
Bro.
What was he thinking, dude?
Mike, fuck that guy.
Is there a
Mike
video
Tyson?
Yeah, there's a video.
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
There's a video
first
of the
class,
kid
JetBlue just fucking
stop.
Leaned over the
Forrest
back
Gump
of his
style.
First class seat.
It's very Forrest Gump. Do you remember Forrest Gump fight where he's just fucking?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Robotic. I mean, bro,
yeah.
you gotta be an absolute moron. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess you know what happened.
Heckle
but they took selfies with him before they got on the plane. And Mike's like, because you know, you've been around Mike. He's a sweet dude.
Yeah.
Especially on shrooms, the sweetest dude. Yep. And so you were like talking. They use pictures. Mike's like, all right, cool. And the guy's sitting behind him. I guess he won't stop yapping at him. And Mike's like, hey, bro. I'm trying to chill, man. And the guy starts talking shit. And that's when Mike was like, what? And he kept talking shit. And then you see the Forrest Gump.
I mean, that's what happened. I can relate to this because when you take a selfie with someone, typically, especially at an airport, especially if you're trying to mind your own business, that's going to be the end of our interaction. Maybe if I'm interested in the conversation, sure. But like, if we're especially sitting next to each other on a plane,
my
back is to you. You're reading that I'm not into the conversation. Yeah, yeah. Stop. The fact that the kid was making videos and pursuing just this relentless approach of just being obnoxious behind Mike Tyson, continuing to just pester him, and then to the point where he's talking shit.
Yeah. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Oh, he won, dog.
Yeah.
He won.
He's
bleeding,
also not
bro.
A kid. I think he looked kind of fucking old, right?
He was like fucking 40.
Yeah. Looked like a fuck
asshole. Yeah. You can tell. Looked like an
Isn't
asshole.
Isn't it so funny how you sometimes get these events where like, the general public is so on just one side. Like, remember with the whole Chris Rock, Will Smith thing, there was like a line drawn in the sand and like some people were like, you shouldn't talk about people's wives. And some people were like, it's comedy, fuck it. Yeah. Like, you do, we say, you know, make jokes.
The joke was in that.
Dude,
bad.
There's like not a single person on this one that's like Mike Tyson was in the wrong, bro. Like,
no.
This dude, are you fucking
but that guy, but here, the way the law works, it's pretty black and white. That guy had compressed charges. That's assault, brother.
You're going to prison.
Yeah, he won't do prison.
No, he's not going to get time. Yeah. I think he's already started his defense, which was that the guy threw something at him.
Yeah, he'll be
he was good. It was defending yeah, himself from water bottles.
Well, it's like,
supposedly it was a bucket.
Well,
that he threw
threw another bucket, dude. Well, it's like Cain Velasquez
in his carry.
It's like Cain Velasquez.
What happened
right?
with that? Did he actually shoot people?
Yeah. That one's.
Well, how is it like that?
It's like that because, again, to his point, like some of the public's, obviously, the majority of the public, especially your parent, you're riding super hard for Kane. Some people, especially the law, is like, well, no, dude, you can't fucking shoot. So he chased this dude who supposedly molested a ton of kids, molested a family member. I heard it was his daughter. So Kane found that out, knew the guy was getting bail, and, you know, premeditated all this and followed the dude and was trying to run him off the road and followed him for like 7 miles in fucking San Jose. So you're putting the public in danger. That's the way the law's going to look at it. And he's shooting his gun.
Oh, yeah,
and he shot
11
times. He hit the dad of the pedophile. The molester hit the dad. So, you know, he it's tough.
You got to be good with it. Because do you remember the case back in like the 80s, 70s or 80s where the dude was making believe he was on the payphone?
Boom. When he walked
fucking
by.
The guy that raped his daughter, yeah. right, was walking by him to go to court. He hung up the fake phone call. Bam. One bullet
he got
to the fucking
got
head
off
got
too.
Let off.
He got off.
Not let off.
But he still didn't do like
he
life.
Did like a, yeah,
did
a like, slap on
yeah,
the
yeah,
wrist.
Exactly.
How?
Bro, literally turned around, handgun to the side of the head and blew his brains out. It was being filmed. You could watch it.
How did he get off?
They gave him like crime of passion or something like that.
But see, where Kane's issue is, it's premeditated because they knew the day the guy was going to get out and had.
Yeah, but
plan.
So did Hand. So did
true.
Yeah,
but
that was all call. He was acting.
No, I know. I've seen it. I've
Unless
seen
he was
that,
actually
the
on
70s.
The payphone, just so coincidentally.
Yeah,
like, oh, wow, that's the guy
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's random. Boom. Yeah,
just
so
blew
Kane,
his brains out.
You need it to go to a jury, because his defense is going to be, you know, madness and wasn't premeditated, just flipped the fuck out because the guy posted bail. So he needs that. He needs that. He needs the jury to be like, we have kids, we get it. Because as a dad, dude, this is my thing with Kane. Fuck a gun, dude. If someone touches my kid, I have a set of skills, and Kane has way better skills than me. He was a champion. I was never a champion. I was top 10, never a champion though.
Talking about a cleaver.
Dude, what's up, dog? So I'm not, there's no gun involved. I'm gonna beat
you
with my hands.
You have a specific
yeah,
set.
Fuck a
you
gun,
have a specific
dude. I'm not
set
gonna,
of skills.
Like, if you would have beat the shit out of him with an inch of his life, and I'd be like, dude, this is gonna happen every Friday, motherfucker, for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna shoot you. That's too easy of a way out. I don't know why
right,
he did that.
Right.
And then now he's fucking, you know, the worst thing is that kid gets molested, and now she doesn't have her dad. And let's say he gets convicted. Dude, you're looking minimum premeditated 15, 20 years?
Yeah.
So that kid grows up without a dad, so it's a real shitty situation.
Shit, yeah.
I hate to bring this down. Talk about your piss story. Go.
Please, no.
Bring it back. Bring
you
back the piss.
No. Back? All
right,
so.
Someone throw a buck at me.
So you know Neon Carnival, right? It's like the biggest story.
You know when you have to take a piss.
Bro, I just want to let you know, that's the kind of shit that I'm into, and I want to reiterate it. I like those stories.
I was into it.
But maybe it's just a sign because he said no. The audience will always agree with him. Yeah. But I'm telling you, maybe me and you, we do some storytelling sometime. All right, whatever. Different time, different place. ASAP Rocky. Also shot someone. He just got arrested yesterday after he came back to the States with Rihanna.
Why is he shooting somebody? It was out of like a private jet.
He was out
in
the streets,
right?
Got in a fight and fucking shot at somebody four times, evidently grazed his hand. And
terrible shot.
Yeah. Four times, hit him once in the hand.
That's my takeaway from it.
Yeah.
Bad shot.
Why are all these people doing all that stuff? You know?
I mean, if you're ASAP Rocky, remember he was in Sweden,
Stockholm.
Yeah, he went to fucking
because he
prison.
Was there. Beat that guy up.
And didn't Trump get him out?
Yeah,
Trump.
Or that's what he.
No.
That's what he said.
Maybe. That's what he said.
Maybe.
That's what
he
said.
Trump literally called him and was like, "Yo, man, we need ASAP. We need some more.
We
music.
Need him.
We need music ASAP.
No fucking way. You got Dunkaroos.
What?
Wait, Caleb. What?
Good kid.
Wait, how did you do?
How did you get Dunkaroos?
Wait, hold on.
She's lying.
No, stop.
It wasn't lying.
Good kid.
No, stop. What? Are you serious?
Caitlin, that's impressive. Yeah, of course you get brownie points.
No, but if they were,
this is a great thing.
You're
to
not gonna. You don't care about what the fact that she just fucked us like that and like told us one thing and then went back on it and then went
maybe
back on it.
Maybe she wasn't sure though. You know, but she still
what
made
are you
it
talking
happen.
About, Mikey?
She said she had him in the car. Then you said, why did you say you have him in the car?
She obviously went to the store.
Did you go to the store?
No.
No, stop. Caitlin.
No, I don't know why you're doing this.
What? Say right now, were they in the car?
Negative. They were not.
What store did you go to?
7-Eleven.
No, stop. What store did you go to? How much were they a piece? They were in the car.
Why,
they were in the
why
fucking,
are you being so shady about this?
Because, forget it, Caitlin, get out of here. Thank you for the dunkers. Let's try these.
Can I give a conspiracy theory here? She might just be like the biggest Dunkaroo fan ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just eating.
She didn't
want to
give
them
away.
Yeah. It's a very fat kid move.
Oh. And by saying you went to 7-Eleven,
yes.
You get more brownie points. So you're saying they're in the.
Wait a second. Take these away from me. Take these away. Brennan, open yours.
Why?
Open yours.
Checking the icing color?
Open it. Nah. No, don't want it. Don't want it. Take it away. Don't want it. Has to, no. Give him, Brandon, give it back. Give it back.
I'm with him.
Has to be the funfetti or that white sweet white. I'm sorry.
Mike?
No, I'm not.
That is what we grew up on.
I really
it's listen, remember the ready packs where use the little red stick to put the cheese on? Can you imagine if it was jalapeno jack?
I'd be furious.
Hold on a second. These are delicious.
No, I'm having a good time.
Whatever.
Oh, that's a good idea.
These are good.
Oh my God, such a good idea.
You know what? They've changed the cookies though, haven't they? They used to be the shape of little kangaroos. Yeah, now it's fucking Scrooge McDuck coins.
That's a good idea. Did you want some? You sure?
Who wants some over there?
No?
These are good.
Kaylin, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot and make you answer all those questions. These are delicious.
Still fucking fire.
Yep.
After all these years.
Yeah, I changed my
still
mind.
Still doing it.
No.
Some things never change, bro. Mm-mm. Some things do.
Whoever defunded Dunkaroos should fuck themselves.
Your friend Kyle here? I almost sexually harassed him in the first second I met him.
You're both short kings. What happened?
You almost
he was bending over getting a shot, and I thought it was David, so I leaned back to slap the shit out of his ass, and I was like, wait a second, and I caught it for 1 second, and I was like, oh my God, I almost sexually assaulted you.
Is that something you do a lot with David?
Yeah, I slap his ass all the time.
That's cool. That's fire.
It's a case, yeah.
I had this happen once with my girlfriend. She was with her friend who looks exactly like her from the back. And they were both wearing like a dark outfit that day. And I'm colorblind, so like I don't pay attention to like fashion, clothes, anything, identifiers, or like at all. And I accidentally slapped her friend's ass instead of hers.
And how'd she react though? She's like, hey.
No, that's what the conspiracy was. They're like, you did it on purpose. I'm like, bro.
Oh, they pinned you like that?
No, they didn't. But it was permanently now fucking weird. It's weird. Like, how do you come back from that?
How did you react?
Awkward. Yeah, that depends how she reacted.
The friend?
Yeah.
She looked at me with big bug eyes and was like, why did you just do that? And I went, I am so sorry.
Wait, when was that?
We were at the ranch.
Yeah, because like I remember ago. This. It was a. It I remember a, this it whole. It was a whole thing.
Well, because that fucking sucks, dude. That's really unfortunate. And like,
hey, this is a prop, right? I can drink this.
Yeah, yeah.
It just explodes.
Fucking Hollywood.
No, it happened and it sucked. These things happen, George. Don't feel bad.
No,
I feel bad.
I mean, he does with girls. You do with dudes.
I feel weird. Like, is that some sort of crime?
Nah, it was an accident.
It was an accident.
I think it's all about intent, bro. If like, if you're not like, if it was an accident, it's an accident.
It's not like you got knuckle deep in his ass.
George. It was light too. It wasn't like a hard.
Yeah.
It was
like if you it's a fun slap. And went like
yeah.
Then that'll be like
give it a shot. Drink Prime.
It's nice.
Would you replace it with water? All water, at all times, like in your shower head.
Oh, you're saying would I take a bath in this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Be hot.
The way you asked it was great.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Would you replace it with water?
Yeah. Would you replace it with water? Sorry.
Would you replace
it? I know what you're going, but yeah.
Fuck.
I called George today. I was like, hey, we haven't shot a vlog in a while. Do you want to come shoot some content later? And he said, I'm painting pots. Is that what it was?
Yeah. So hear me out before you get all weird, right? There's some days you look outside and you're like, wow, this is a beautiful day. I'm not going to waste it doing something average. So I asked my girlfriend, I said, what are you doing? And she's like, nothing. I said, what do you want to do? She's like, let's go to this craft place where you could paint different pots, cups, mugs. And we did it, and it was fantastic.
And now real quick, by girlfriend and being boyfriend.
No, girlfriend. Okay. Well, I'm not trying to assume. I never asked her. So you're going with
slapping
what's going
guys'
on.
Ass.
You're
saying
so you're saying you took David to paint pots today? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I went with Kyle.
I slapped your ass, and then now we're dating. Yeah. I've slapped all of your guys' ass, except for yours.
You can slap my ass.
All right.
Are you high for the pot painting? Is that like, because you do that fully sober?
No, yeah, I was sober. I was sober because we had podcasts. The only reason I smoked is because...
Artist for a day. Artist for a day.
Well, yeah.
That's fucking cute.
Hold on a second.
That's cool.
That's cute.
That's actually cool.
That's cute.
Dude, is that not the best munchie food?
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Even as a kid. Yeah. What are we doing?
So you did it for content? Is that...
No, we. I mean, like vlogs.
Yeah,
so we
yeah.
Just do it.
She did it for content. Because that denigrates.
Oh no, we didn't
every...
do it. That's like a 2 second B-roll.
I was gonna say it sucks for your girl though if you guys are always doing shit and you're like vlogging.
Actually, no, she loves this.
It'd be exhausting.
Never ever do things between us. So like no gift giving, no holidays, no nothing. Everything that we do
just
between
vlogs,
us is
it.
In real life. It's never on camera.
That's good.
Yeah.
God bless you, man.
Thanks, man.
It's a tough life out there trying to balance your real life and internet life.
Yes.
Unless you're you.
What do you mean?
Just doing stuff.
I mean, you're doing stuff. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I have to do the balance. I
because your life is kind of
my lifestyle. My life is my work.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's what's great about stand up. You turn it off and on, right? Like there's time to turn it on. There's time to turn it off. Then you know, podcasting. You know, you're on, but still, this is you guys. You know what I'm saying? So it's not an act. You know what I'm saying?
This feels different. This
podcasting
is
does.
This is very easy.
I think this was the. I'm sure you've heard this before. You guys know this. I think it's the smartest choice you made for people because this is how people get to know you.
Yeah.
Yep. So I remember when you started it, I was like, that's brilliant. People are going to get to know him instead of because when you shoot those vlogs, what the fuck they do? You know, I'm older. I don't know what the hell you're doing. But
yeah, that was it.
Yeah. So it's like it's the heightened version of you and you're doing stuff
for, sure.
for the views.
For sure.
That's not you.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. Yeah. I 100% agree with you. This is like a spine of my life. I'll be doing impulsive probably forever.
Forever.
Like actually
and you
forever.
Can do it forever. It's like also
so
financially, you can do it to our nuts are to the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like we can do it to our fucking.
I'll be doing a podcast till I'm 150, which I'm making, by the way. I'm going to be 150 years old.
Hopefully, yeah, with science and shit you're saying. We need
yeah,
Elon
absolutely.
To get going here. Fuck Twitter, dude. Let's get rolling on this other
Did
shit.
You see the valuations for Elon's companies today?
What is he? Isn't he worth, he's damn near a trillionaire, right?
Not that
Elon,
not that
Elon
much.
Himself.
He's close. Yeah, he's gonna be the closest trillion. He's the closest.
He's
to
definitely
the trillion.
Closest for yeah. sure.
That's absurd. Being a trillionaire. Anyways, look
there,
at.
I guess it the estimation like years. He's gonna be a trillionaire. The first trillionaire.
Tesla, $1 trillion valuation. SpaceX, $100 billion. PayPal, $100 billion. The Boring Company, $5.6 billion. Solar City, $2.6 billion. Neuralink, estimated $1 billion.
Crushing.
Dude.
Crushing.
Some people just got it all.
He's
huh?
pretty funny on Twitter too. He has it all, but it's also a blessing and a curse because when you're that smart, he was on Rogan, right? And he was saying how, like his, the frequency that he's on, he's a fucking alien, right? He's smarter than everybody. So it's like he can never shut it off. So like sleep and like communicating, you know, he might have a touch of fucking autism because he's
sure.
so smart.
Yeah.
So like his like engagement
yeah.
is a beast for him because when you talk. This is what I heard he said. I can't quote this, but for our regular conversations, for him to break it down, that's why he answers so slow. He says it's like him, it's like a regular person talking to a 4-year-old.
What?
Yeah.
So he's like, so if you were talking to a 4-year-old, you know, you like, if you they're like, yo, dad, what's a car?
Yeah.
You're breaking some bullshit down.
Oh.
That's how his daily interaction is with anybody.
Yeah.
Engineers at fucking SpaceX.
Wow.
And they'll have a problem. They said he'll come in and just be like, and they've been working on it for months. I'm coming like, no. Literally, we'll stare and go, do this. And they're like, fuck, dude. We've been working on this for months.
He's that smart.
He's a monster.
Oh, my God.
He's also fun. He's like, you know, he's basically, you know, how famous is he now? Like, all these rich guys want to be like Elon because he's witty and he's good on fucking Twitter and shit.
I heard, and this, I don't know if this is 100% true, but he was in Iron Man's movie. But I think Robert Downey Jr. is kind of mimicking Elon. Hmm. Like, he wanted to pull off that persona. And now you think about it, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, think about dating him. It's be exhausting. Because he's like trying to break it down.
He's kind of a...
You got some chicken head. You're like, fuck, bitch.
He's
I'm trying to get to Mars.
He does pretty
I'm
well.
Taking selfies of your ass. I'm trying to get to Mars.
I'm trying to get to Mars.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to leave this planet.
Yeah.
Like literally with the spaceship.
Literally.
And you're
I'm
taking
so
a fucking
rich,
selfie
I'm gonna
in my
mirror. Get
the
fuck out of here. You know?
I can't imagine dating Elon Musk. What is that like?
He'd be a beast. I think he has like 9 kids.
Yeah, with like,
he's doing the,
No, he does great with girls.
Oh, dude. You don't come up with fucking brain chips.
I feel like he probably turns it back on when he does the conversation with girls. Like, he turns it back up to like 8 to intrigue them.
You think? I think
he's like,
at a 2.
You think he goes way down?
Like,
can you imagine him trying to explain like the different cuts of steak at like a steakhouse, but he keeps it on 9? You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's just exhausting. Yeah, they're not into that. You're not getting your dick sucked. You explain this.
Nah, because I think if you can, like, a lot of these, like, smart, like, uber, like, nerd guys, they can, like, confuse with that ultra heightened yes. conversation. And the girls are spending so much time trying to figure out like what even one of the words means. Yeah. They're like Googling that one word.
It's kind of like your piss story for everybody in this room.
Right. Yes, yes, correct. Yes. And a certain yep. hemisphere of the audience. In,
what we gotta go to dinner.
Wait, right now?
I think so. Oh,
a 42 minute boys only episode? Yeah. Is that how long? What'd you say? No, I want to hear what you're saying right now.
We are here late. It's 8:30 well, p.m.
Oh, do you guys not, to,
how long,
not
how
do
long
this
has
late?
The episode been?
No, we never do it this late.
Really?
It's been an hour? I'm not here for disheveling the
Dana
audience.
Dana White was
dude.
Our long, latest one. His was like midnight.
Why'd he come at midnight?
Does what he wants.
He landed at like 10 and then was like an hour late because he was taking care
it's
of stuff.
Dana, I get it.
It's Dana, dude.
It was good talk.
Great.
And you just had Mazel on too, right?
Yeah. Dude, we have some good episodes. We have Liver King, who we're really excited about. We have Kevin O'Leary, Jeffree Star, and that's in the, that's it.
Well, and we're going to film Gary V.
Gary V.
I'm with Gary V next week or 2 weeks. Cool. New York, yeah. He's cool. A beast.
Dude, he's the shit.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to tell the story about your brother. So he was at the Improv, right? And me and him are, you know, just chopping up. And he goes, you think I'll, realistically, you think I'll get that Conor fight? I go, I do. I think it's a possibility because this is why you're going to get it. I said, it's going to happen no matter what. Whether Dana plays ball or not, that you and Conor are going to fight at some point. Dana's a businessman. So he knows that that's going to happen. So he wants to be, you know, involved with it because of the best marketing, you know, machine on the planet. He wants to be involved in it. So I think there's a possibility. I mean, he didn't say he would never not let you fight in the UFC. There's a chance. I said the one caveat is, and this is, I think, really important for the viewers of this. Jake's thing with the fighter paying all that shit, a lot of UFC fighters, right, were taking shots at you and Jake, right? And like, oh, they're just doing this for a quick fix. Yeah. And now that you guys have been doing it longer, people are like, oh, maybe they're really yeah. doing it for the right reasons. And Jake was going at Dana with fighter pay. That's always been the knock on Dana. Fighter pay, fighter pay, fighter pay. It's like Apple and how they fucking use, you know, slave labor to make our iPhones, yeah. right? So for Dana, it's always been fighter pay. So Jake went for fighter pay. So I told Jake, remember the deal he offered Dana goes, hey, I'll fight Conor in the UFC. If I win, though, you got to increase the minimum salary for fighters. Yeah. And if I lose, you can donate my salary to the rest of the card, right? Yep. Or whatever the fuck yep. you said. I told Jake, I said, here's, you got to back down on that. And he's like, what? I go, hear me out here. You got to back down on that because let's say you do beat Conor. Could happen. Let's say you knock out Conor McGregor. And let's say Dana makes, to be outlandish, $100 million off that fight. He's still losing money because if he increases that fighter's pay for the rest of the fucking eternity of the UFC, it's going to cost him hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's not, the juice isn't worth the squeeze for him. Dude.
Did he say how much he has to increase the pay by?
I'm sure it's in the, you know, the details. I don't know. But either way, think how many fighters are. You're talking hundreds of million dollars over a course of whatever, 10 years, maybe even close to a billion over the years. So I told Jake, and this is by him. I thought he was just saying it to get at Dana. And I go, so you're going to have to back down on the fighter pay. And he goes, can't do it. What? Can't do it. Oh, you're serious about this? He goes, I'm fucking dead serious about this, man.
Wow.
I won't fight him. If you don't increase the pay, it's not happening.
Wow.
I was like, damn, dude, you're really serious about this.
Wow.
Good on you, man.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
No, he
really
is.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't know which way that was going to go.
That's fine.
Yeah, he was down.
Jake's crushing it right now. He's in PR. He's focused.
He's in camp.
He's not doing any dumb shit, man.
The weird thing that, I don't know if you guys talked about it, him going out after Bisping.
Oh yeah, they've been doing that a lot the past couple of days. Yeah,
Jake's been going at him. I don't know if some, you know, Bisping has one eye. He's older.
I felt like that was silly. I wish I would have advised Jake to not do that. It's just a waste of breath.
So you guys don't talk?
No.
Why?
He doesn't come to me all the time on stuff. He does on some stuff, and not others. As is the same, but like I don't know. I wish I probably could have told him to not. Like,
yeah, I tell people all the time about you. I'm not just saying it's because you're here in a cool shirt. I say,
thanks.
As far as business wise goes, like people see you on camera, one of the smartest people I know. I know some smart fucking people.
Can't say that.
Business wise, you're a smart guy. So if I'm Jake, I'm going to you. If Jake came to me, I'd say, no, dude, don't go after Bisping. He's older. He's doing his thing. You know, in his lane, he's crushing it, dude. Mm. Bisping's a good dude.
Yeah.
Go for Anderson's. If you want those accolades, go for Anderson
that's
Silva,
dude. That's a good
former champ, one of the best to ever do it. Go for Anderson, dude. That's the move. you want to earn everybody's respect, go for Anderson. Tough fight.
I agree.
I agree with you.
Let him get a little better, and then...
Sure.
Because Anderson boxes and has boxed for over a decade.
Anderson just beat Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Yeah,
Anderson's very good. You know, he's a good boxer.
Multiple world champ.
Good boxer. We got to go to dinner, bro.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
It's all good. Where can they watch your special?
Thanks, man. Thick Boy YouTube. Drops Thursday.
Great. Congrats, dude. Yeah. That's fun. I'll be watching.
Yeah, thanks, brother. It's called The Gringo Poppy. I just roast my Mexican family. I roast the shit out of them. Yeah. They were not happy when they came here.
Fantastic. Kevin, yeah. How do you feel about that? He's Mexican.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because I haven't heard the jokes.
Some Flamin' Hot Cheeto jokes in there, shit like that. You'll like it, man.
Well, yeah. Guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We love you. We'll see you next week. Hit that subscribe button. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.